All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner. This is Discipline. We just finished Starless. It's done. But we've still got Discipline, and this is a scene that fucked me up as a young man. Like, teenager, maybe? And I saw this, and it really screwed with me. So, much older guy now, let's see how it works for me this time. I look and see that the guys all have their things out of their bathing suits and are rubbing them, breathing roughly. In the middle, the girl appears to be the president, is practically naked, and is lying in the middle of them with a smile on her face. What she's wearing can barely be called a bathing suit. It looks more like she has band-aids on her crotch and breasts. She shows no signs of embarrassment. She's watching the guys' masturbation show with a big smile on her face. What? That's our club president. The guys were pushed aside so I could be taken to her. President, he wants to check out the swimming club. How unusual, a guy interested in joining. I'm Saki Yamagata, the president. What's your name? Ayami. I am uncomfortable, but I answer her. Welcome, Hayami-kun. Welcome to the swimming club. The president, I'm about to come. A guy nearby who is passionately rubbing his penis says, shaking. Oh, you're first again today. Go ahead, let lots of your thick stuff out. Rub, rub, rub. I'm coming! The guy starts to rub his penis with incredible speed. His knees start to shake as he nears climax. I'm coming! Squirt. The guy screams loudly and thrusts his hips forward. Large amounts of semen come flying out of the swollen tip of his penis and land all over her body. It's so hot. Yamagata doesn't mind the thick semen that lands all over her. What are they thinking? They're not sane. Wow. Look how much you're releasing. By the time the guy is finished coming, her belly is sticky and covered with the semen. So, who's next? She says and slowly looks around at other guys who are rubbing their penises. This is my substitute for oil, so cover me good. It appears that she's using these guys' semen instead of tanning lotion. They are mad. Are all the people in the school like this? President, I... Go ahead, don't be shy, cover me. No, I don't think it was this scene. I think it was another scene. It's the scene with Leona. That one's fucked me up. It fucked me up so much I wanted to write a book based on what I felt from that character several years later. Like, almost a decade later, it still stuck with me. Squirt, squirt. Once again, the second badge flies at her from the guy's penis. Oh, wow, so strong. The semen splatters off her body and flies all over and also covers Yamagata's body in white. It mixes with the semen from the last guy and slides down her body. I'm coming too. The third guy starts to ejaculate. Ah, it's so warm, and the smell, every time I take a breath, I think I'm gonna pass out. As the two guys finish ejaculating, another one who can no longer hold it screams with his knees shaking. That's so perverted. Watching that, I can't anymore. squirt. Look at how it's coming out. You must have been saving up. Hehe. I am speechless. In no time at all, our body is covered in semen. A sickening smell comes from her. Come on, you let it out too. Yes. She says to the guy who is frantically jacking off, but can't seem to come. Then she turns her eyes on me. Hey, Hayami-kun, it's no fun to just watch. Why don't you join them? No, thank you. Our proposal sends chills down my spine. I shake my head without hesitation. Oh, come on. No need to be shy. Someone help him. The girl from earlier reaches around from behind and tries to grab my crotch. I'll get you to release in no time. Unzip. She unzips my pants without saying a word. Flop. My erect penis flies out of my pants. Wow, for not being interested, look at what's going on with your thing. Well, of course I'm gonna have an erection being forced to watch this stuff. There's already sticky stuff coming out of the tip. And it's twitching like it's about to explode. Hurry up and make his stuff come out all over me. Got it.
And just give me 1 second, folks. Okay, there we go.
All right. She follows her orders and squeezes my thing. She wets her hands with a fluid that is coming out of my tip and slowly begins to slide her hand up and down. Here we go. My whole body shakes as her hand slides up and down with incredible speed. Her hands don't slow down a bit. If I don't concentrate, I'll come instantly. Already? You don't have to hold it. Hurry up and let it out. I'll do it faster. You're about to come, aren't you? I can feel your excitement through my hands. She's right. I'm about to come. My hips start thrusting. Her hands are moving so fast, I don't even have time to enjoy this. Pant, pant. I'm about to come. Go ahead. I'll let you come at the same time. I bet you're feeling pretty good, too. Come on, you're coming at the same time, too. She stimulates the head of my penis even harder. I start to get closer to coming. No, I'm coming. I'm gonna come. Hang on a second. I'll count down so you come at the same time. Got it? Here it comes. Come hard. 3, 2, 1. Come! Hey! Ah! Both our penises start spraying thick white cloudy fluid. They form white arcs and splash down the Yamagata's upper body. It won't stop! Wow, it's so much! Her very composed face is quickly covered in white. It's so much it even fills her nose and mouth. We both eventually stop coming. Yamagata's face is covered with thick, white, cloudy fluid. It looks like porridge. Cough. Are you two okay? Look at how much you gave me.
窒息するかと思ったわ。
Thought I was gonna suffocate.
なやみくんとか言ったらね。君は部員でもないのに、少しは遠慮ってものがないわけ？
Ayami-kun, right? You're not even a member. You could have shown some reservation. But... I hurry up and put my thing away. Yamagata's face is a mess. I want to avert my eyes, but I look at her anyway. Her face is covered in the fluids of our desire. And some think you can't even tell who she is. I know it's my own stuff, but jeez. No more! I'm about to suffocate! She stands up, covered in semen, and jumps into the pool. Having seen that, I never want to swim in this pool. So, Ayami-kun. So, have you made your decision to join our club? Well, she looks at me expectantly. I step back. I have no intention of joining a club like this. They may call themselves a swimming club, but they are just a sick bunch hogging the pool. I'll think about it, I say, do a right about face and run to the exit. Hey, wait a second. Slam door. That was horrible. I run as fast as I can. Once I get to the hallway, I stop to catch my breath. The swimming club won't come after me dressed as they are. That was a waste of time and energy. I somehow recompose myself and resume my search for clubs. I looked around at a number of clubs after that. I was wandering around the courtyard, still not having found anything. All the clubs were more or less the same. There wasn't a single one I felt like joining. I can't believe there isn't a single decent club. Maybe I should just give up and join the photography club. I'm wandering around thinking this when I run into Otakawa. It looks like she's on her way home. What are you doing here at this hour? It's very suspicious. She sees me and looks at me suspiciously. She's still in a bad mood. Nothing, just checking out clubs. Oh. At the mention of the word club, her expression changes. Did you find one to join? She suddenly shows an interest. Not yet. Then why don't you come check us out? I was on my way home, but lucky me to run into you. She grabs my hand and forcibly starts to lead me. I was in a bad mood a second ago, but now that we're talking about clubs, she must really want to recruit me. You mean your shady Bible club? How rude. The Bible study club is a legitimate common interest group. Man, they're plenty active, brother. But I want to join a more active club. Don't worry, it's plenty active. What's active about reading the Bible out loud? Oh, you can get quite thunderous with it. Ask all these preachers. And the Lord said! Now, I mean, when they say it, he said it. He said it. It's not just, and the Lord said. No, it's, and the Lord said! I mean, I have seen preachers just go off when I would go into church. You'd like. What's active about reading the Bible out loud? She's going to drag me in there no matter what it takes. And because we're a common interest group, you can join other clubs at the same time. The conversation is proceeding as though I'm ready to join. Let's go, everyone's still there, so let's hurry. Hey! She drags me along, we get to the top of some dark stairs. This is the first floor. It's odd that there are stairs that go down. Basement? Because we're a study group and there aren't any proper club rooms, they let us use an empty classroom. The cooking lab and other classrooms used to be down here, but when they remodeled, they moved them, so these rooms aren't being used now. We descend the stairs. We get to a dark hallway with no windows. Wow, starting to look like Bible Black, isn't it? It being a basement, the air is cold down there, and it smells a little moldy, too. It's a perfect place for a dark study group like the Bible study group. Odakawa walks down the creepy hallway in front of me. It's a little inconvenient, but it's got the right atmosphere. It's like an underground organization. It's the perfect atmosphere for a religious gathering. Because we're not a club, we don't get a budget from the school, so it's very simple. But we never have to worry about being shut down. She stops in front of a doorway. There's a plaque reading Laboratory of Testament next to the door. It appears that there are still people inside. I can see a light on through the window. Here it is. Everyone is really nice. You don't have to get uptight. She opens the door and invites me to enter. I go in. The members all look at me. It's like they're evaluating me. They're staring at me, full of interest. I can't hide. All I can do is stand there and endure it. I look and see that it's not all girls. There are guys, too. I feel relieved. I didn't think that any guys would willingly join the Bible study group. So I thought Odakawa was trying to recruit me to get more male membership. I look around the room. Nothing looks unusual. It's a plain room with desks and chairs lined up. There are Bibles lined up on the bookshelves in the corner. That's the only thing that distinguishes the room as the Bible study room. They have no budget, so I guess this is the best they can do. Everyone, listen up. This is Hayami-kun and will be joining us. Odakawa introduces me to everyone. I guess it's already been decided that I will join. I guess it doesn't matter what I think. He just transferred here yesterday. He's a little undependable, but he's perfect for our group. Please, tell me why I am perfect. Go on, Hayami-kun. Say hello. Hello, I'm Takuro Hayami. Odakawa pushes me, so I introduce myself. But there are only 5 people in the room, including Odakawa and myself. I know it's just a study group, but are these the only members? I get the feeling that I was forced into this to increase the headcount. Will you all introduce yourselves? I'm Momoe Endo. Nice to meet you. I'm Nanase Fujiwara, so you're the new transfer student. I'm glad to have a guy join our group. I'm Yuji Takagawa. As a fellow guy, I'm looking forward to being friends. Nice to meet you. After the introductions, they relax and start chatting. It appears that Endo is a year behind us, and Fujiwara and Takagawa are in the same year. The other 4, including Odakawa, aren't in any other clubs. They always come here after school. Because it's an interest group, and there's no club president. But Odakawa is the representative. That's why she worked so hard to recruit me. Like Odakawa said, this interest group has decent members, quite unlike the other clubs. And if Odakawa is the leader, I'm sure there's no contact with Leona Morimoto. These are the only members, but there are lots of people who are members on paper. But because they're also in other clubs, they never come here. So they're just phantom members? Excuse me. Even if they're just phantoms, they're an important part of this club. We need as many allies as possible for when the time comes. When the time comes? Odakawa looks like she blew it by saying that. When the time comes means when the time comes. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is, but it seems that I am one of them now. But why does the Bible study group need so many people? Are they a secret club doing something illicit behind the scenes? Nah, not Otakawa. I'll give you a brief overview of the club's activities. We read and study the Bible and try to learn something wonderful from it. It's very meaningful. For example, at school, we learn with our heads. Here, we learn with our hearts. So in other words, you get together to read the Bible together, right? To sum it up, yes. I would think that you could read the Bible at home. I mean, yeah, you can, technically. You seem uncertain. Let me just say that the Bible is very deep. Is it now? There's the Old Testament and the New Testament and all that came in between. What the hell is between the Old Testament and the New Testament? There's also a lot of text that isn't in the Bible. That's a lot. Yeah, that would be the Apocrypha. Apocryphal Gospels. I've got a copy of those. And everyone has their own interpretations. It's true. And furthermore, Otakawa continued for the next 30 minutes expanding on her maniacal views of the Bible. Yeah. Bible is okay. I don't have any issues with the Bible. I grew up with the Bible. Quite familiar with the Bible. My grandmother used to say when I was a young boy and I couldn't sleep at night, I'd go and say, "Grandma, I can't sleep." They'd say, "Well, open your Bible and read your Bible until you fall asleep." And sure enough, it did it. You start reading through Genesis, you start reading the Exodus. So-and-so begot, so-and-so begot, so-and-so begot, so-and-so. And then his wife, I mean, he had several children, and then those children begat. I mean, my God, by the time that is over, you're about ready to sleep. So that's that. Got it? Yeah? Yep. I was about to fall asleep. Yeah, I bet you were. You discover something new every time you read the Bible. It's a beautiful book. It's the bestseller of all times. Well, for those of you that like the Bible, you may find something in this. Like, but this is a filthy hentai game. Why are they talking about the Bible in such a fair light? Because maybe Say kind of likes the Bible. He does call himself the Holy Girl, after all. Partway through, I completely lost track of what she was talking about. The other members looked bored, too. Anyway, you'll come to understand its beauty soon. Can't I just be a phantom member? Why? You said that if I was going to join another club too, that I could be a phantom member. Normally, yes. But you are an exception. Why? There are no clubs where the guys are proper members. Oh, okay. So, Sei Shoujo did write this. Alright. Yeah, again, he must be rather fond of the Bible. There are no clubs where the guys are really proper members. So, even if you were to join another club, you can be active here too. But... Don't worry. Besides, you don't have to come every day. You can show up once a week. Damn, I'm gonna join another club no matter what now. I'm sure if I don't join elsewhere, Odakawa will make me come every day. Hey, by the way, do you have a Bible, Hayami-kun? I don't have one. I've never read or even owned a Bible in my life. You'd better get your Bible! How dare you! You know what, back when we were in church, and you forgot your Bible, you know, they had the full armor of God, they would say, you forgot your sword! How are you gonna go to battle with the devil and you don't have your sword? And they would always consider the Bible to be the sword. So that I always found pretty interesting. Then I'll lend you my old one. Read it and study it when you have time. She digs a worn Bible out of her bag and hands it to me. I'm not really interested, but it's free, so I may as well borrow it. I'm sure it will come in handy on those nights where I can't fall asleep. It will! I'm gonna be honest, it will. Oh no, look at what time it is. I still have a lot to talk about. Well, let's just say today was a day to meet and say hello and call it a day. Everyone seems relieved. I guess they all want to go home too. Everyone gets ready and leaves the room. Odakawa and I leave school together. If someone who didn't know us saw us, I'm sure they'd think we were going out. It would have been unnatural not to go home together since the dorm is so close. Odakawa has no interest in me anyway. It's your fault that it got so late. That's my line. Odakawa says to me like it's my fault it got so late. Why is it always my fault? You're the one who dragged me there. I'm the victim. I have to start dinner right away or it won't be done in time. You're gonna help me prepare dinner. Odakawa says it like it's a given. Yes, yes, whatever you say. Damn, she's rough. So, when did you decide that I was gonna join your study group? I'm pissed anyway, so I ask her in protest about being forced to join. Oh, didn't you say you wanted to join? I never said that. Really? Is that right? I am so mad, I'm shocked at Odakawa's shameless attitude. I only went to check it out and I signed up without consent. I've totally been swindled. Oh, come on, you've already met everyone, so why don't you just join? I bet this is how she got everyone else to join. You're never gonna find a guy-oriented club anyway. I invited you for your own good. Mind your own business. Anyway, I have to join a proper club, so I have an excuse not to attend the study group. If I don't, I will have to read the Bible every day in that basement classroom. I don't want to waste my one and only youth on something like that. I'm gonna find a club and join tomorrow. If I didn't succeed today... Oh, excuse me. I didn't succeed today, but I'm sure I will tomorrow.
Ta-da-ima.
We're home! We finally get back to the dorm. The others are in the dining room waiting for dinner. You're late! Nonomiya is hungry and cranky. Or is it Nonomiya? Sorry, it's Nonomiya. Kanada is trying to distract herself from her hunger by trying to solve some complex problem from her workbook. Miyagishi is angrily flipping through the TV channels, frustrated with the boring programs and cranky from being hungry. This discontent can explode and cause a coup d'etat at any moment. If they were so hungry, why didn't they make something themselves? Sorry, I'll make something right away. Come on, Hayami-kun, help me. Yes, yes. Odakawa quickly gathers some ingredients and begins to prepare dinner with expertise. I can't believe she's the same age as me. She'll make a good wife someday. Her cooking may be first rate, but her personality is third rate. I'm so hungry, I'm gonna die. My stomach and my back are sticking together. I'm too hungry for cooking shows. The natives are getting more and more restless. Violence is about to break out amongst the starving natives. Hang on, I'm cooking as fast as I can. I try to help, but I don't want to get in the way, so I decide to carry the finished dishes out and set the table. In contrast to the two of us who are working hard, the other three are sitting at the table complaining. Who the hell do they think they are? They could help. I am angry, but I had made a fool of myself in front of them, so I couldn't say anything. Odakawa created a fantastic meal in no time at all. Dinner is ready. Here you go. When the food is placed on the table, everyone dug in so fiercely it was like we were in a race. Slow down and enjoy it. Odakawa and I are shocked. We eat too. Odakawa is amazing. It tastes great. Man, that was good. They finished their meals in no time at all. Now that they are satiated, they calm down. Nonomiya and Kanada go right back up to their rooms. Miyagishi and I have nothing to do, so we sit and stare at the TV. Odakawa clears the table. Ayami-kun, you finish cleaning up, okay? After she carries all the dishes to the sink, Odakawa tells me to finish up like it's a given. Why do I have to do it? She doesn't have anything to do either. I point to Miyagishi, who is staring at the TV, sipping tea. No way! Why not? It's a pain in the ass. It's the same for me! That's not my problem. She's gonna make me do it. Then let's do paper, scissor, rocks to decide. That's fair. Okay. One time only. Let's go. Paper, scissors. And here's where we're gonna stop it. We got another decision, and this will affect the game. So, we'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more discipline.